It's time for the Pawnee City Coach Show, and we continue our weekly visit with head coach Mitchell Shepard as the Indians advance in the playoffs. Last week, a win over Meridian. Coach, it's tough to play a team in a rematch. Tough may not be the right word. You were ahead, I think it was 78-0 in the first half. There are various aspects of that game that make it tough for a coach because you already beat them pretty handily the first time. You got to keep the kids interest and focus in a game like that. Not always easy on the kids that say, hey, we're going to get to play tonight because we should win this game.
Yeah, you know, it's always tough playing a team twice. You know, it doesn't matter, who it is or how much you won before, or even if you lost. I don't like playing teams twice. It's just a difficult situation. And we came out and we did what we were supposed to. We got the kids pretty fired up, and we kind of had in mind that we wanted to go out there and play as hard as we could for a half, and then hopefully if we did that, we'd be able to get our JV a half as well. So, I was pretty happy we accomplished that, and it's playoff time, so we can't play a quarter or something like that. We got to be able to stay in game shape.
Devin Martini had his night to shine last week. I think 6 carries, 250 some yards. I'm not sure he scored a touchdown every time he carried the ball. I think there might have been one he didn't, but big night for him.
Yeah, he ran the ball really well. He's a heck of a running back out there. He's got 1,200 yards this year rushing. So that's kind of what we hang our hat on. And he showed up and really broke some tackles and had a couple cutback lanes he hit and. Just really ran the ball well. I mean, we all ran the ball fairly well that game.
Barring some fluke of nature tonight, everybody knows how good Garrett Borcher has played this year. But I'm looking at the numbers. If he has if he has a poor night tonight by his standards, he's going to go over 2,000 yards for the season. That's a big number no matter what level you're playing at.
Yeah, I mean, that goes into the hard work that kid's done, and he deserves every bit of it. I mean, the kid's a relentless worker in the weight room. He all year long, all that kid does is he's focused on sports and being successful, and you're starting to see that really come out and him really be successful, and it's fun to watch. And other kids are feeding off it. John's got almost 600 yards rushing, and Devin's got almost 1,300 yards rushing. So they've done a really good job, and that's a credit to their hard work and also a credit to our guys up front.
We'll be back and visit more with Coach Shepard. We'll talk about tonight's matchup after this timeout. Welcome back to our Pawnee City Coaches Show. This morning, the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves are going to be in Pawnee City tonight to play a second-round playoff game in Class D2 eight-man football playoffs here tonight. Coach, tell me about the Timberwolves and your concerns with their squad coming into tonight's game.
Well, first and foremost, they've got an excellent quarterback. That's got to be our number one priority. When he drops back to throw, he can really scramble around, and he's really impressive back there. They got good speed. They're not the biggest team up there. They got one good sized kid, but they're a well coached team. They're fast. They play aggressive defense. They're all pretty tight to the line of scrimmage. So we're gonna have our hands full with this team.
I was kind of looking at their numbers as well, and they don't have the kid with the big huge rushing numbers, but they got four or five kids that all have decent numbers. So they're spreading that ball around pretty good.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of a by a committee back there. They've got a good running back, that number 5 I see on film. He's pretty solid. They got some speed. They got good receivers. I think it all starts with their quarterback. He runs the show for him. He's a young kid, but he's a good-sized kid. He's really talented, make-you-miss type guy. He's going to be a handful for us trying to slow him down.
It's hard to believe as you go through the playoffs. I mean, the teams are only going to get better and better. I would assume if I was a Pawnee City opponent, I would look and try to figure out a way to throw the ball against you guys. Is that what you're expecting from here on out?
Yeah, I mean, we've given up some points this year. We're starting to shore it up. I think we've starting to play a better pass defense, especially, Austin Smith. He had 3 interceptions last game, and he really played well with some technique. And I was really proud of that kid for his effort. And that carried over from Sacred Heart, where I thought he played a really good second half. So You know, it's I think, you know, teams will pass on us a little bit. We're not as talented as we were last year in the secondary, but the biggest thing is we've just got to get enough stops and keep rolling on offense. I think we'll be all right.
Possibility of miserable weather tonight. I probably didn't really bother you guys that much, does it?
No, I'm not a, you know, I don't like to plan it, obviously. I don't like to freeze my butt off on the sideline. But, you know, the way we run our offense, it's not a huge effect on us if it's pouring rain or snow or whatever we've got. You know, we're kind of a run-first mentality. So, you know, I don't mind those type of games.
You have a pair of long pants to wear at the game night if it's cold?
I'm going to see if I can brave the shorts. I don't like wearing anything but shorts, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay. I wish you well. I'll be there with my long pants and my long underwear on. So, Coach, thanks for taking time this morning. We'll visit with you tonight in the pregame show.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's our Pawnee City Coaches Show. I'm John Nixon.